The UAW strike against General Motors is over. Union members voted 57% to 43% to ratify a new four-year contract. As Michigan Radio's Tracy Sambleton reports, the news has some workers relieved, some disappointed, and some bitterly disappointed.
Vincent Gardner was manning his post on the picket line Friday afternoon, a few hours before the contract ratification was officially announced. But everyone knew the strike was over. Gardner has been working at Romulus Powertrain since 1997. He thinks the negotiations went as negotiations always do, with compromises on both sides.
Is it a perfect contract? No. I mean, but GM got what they wanted. We pretty much got what we wanted, and, you know, that's the best we can hope for.
Newly hired workers will reach full wage parity with previously hired workers within 4 years. Before, it took 8. GM also agreed to give temporary workers some paid time off and allow them to apply for open full-time jobs after 3 years as a temp. In return, the union agreed to let GM close 3 plants for good. Gardner says some people had unreasonable expectations. They wanted everything back the way it was before GM's bankruptcy, like cost of living raises. Unicorn stuff, he calls it.
I mean, there are people here talking about getting back 90 days to full seniority.
Stephanie Becker says she's disappointed. She was picketing in front of GM's sales and distribution center in Romulus, even though she works at the powertrain plant down the street. She was doing this so lower-paid co-workers at the sales center could leave to vote on the contract, a contract that will keep them at a lower wage.
They did away with our different wages for assemblers to powertrain to whatever, but these people were left out of that, and that's not good.
The 40-day strike took a financial toll on workers, some more than others. Some people went to food banks, others canceled vacations. Dominic and Josie Richardson were just about to buy a house.
We were ready to close and everything, and then the lender came back and said, since I'm on strike and everything, that they could not approve us.
So was this strike necessary? Was it worth it? Here's how Harley Shaken answers that question. He's a labor expert at the University of California, Berkeley.
I don't think a strike is ever inevitable, but I suspect these games that the UAW won would have been impossible absent the strike. And I think what the strike did is it focused both sides on what was achievable.
For its part, GM may have gone into the negotiations hoping to reduce its labor costs. But Kristen Dietrich of the Center for Automotive Research says it had to reduce its overall costs, and that's what it achieved. Closing 3 plants, including Lordstown Assembly in Ohio, she says, will save the company billions.
They were running at about 68% capacity utilization. That is not sustainable over the long term.
Now, the remaining GM plants will run at about 80% of their capacity, a number much closer to competitors like Ford, Fiat Chrysler, Toyota, and Honda. The company is expected to start calling workers back to some plants almost immediately, and many will return on Monday. I'm Tracy Sambleton, Michigan Radio News.